Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Hey, if you are in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, I'm going to be guest hosting a show on News Talk 1110 WBT, the legendary WBT, at 10 this morning, from 10 until noon. I'm sitting in for the host, whose name is Vince Coakley. So that'll be fun. But I don't know how much news talky my presentations are there. It's not really what you would call the professional news broadcaster type person on there, the delivery. So I love doing that though. I love it. Riggins sent me some audio this morning that I think is disgusting and weird, because I think that one of the biggest problems in our culture right now is people just don't have manners anymore, and they're now awarded for not having manners. This is the world's loudest female burper.
Oh
yeah, listen.
The best drink would probably be a Sprite with a snack. And then all of a sudden, you just let a big monster burp rip. My name is Kimberly Winter.
107.3.
And I hold the world record for the women's loudest burp. I've always been told that I was the loudest burper anyone's ever heard. One time, I got kicked out of a bar just for one burp. A lot of people are disgusted at the dinner table. My mom hated when I burped, but I started recording my burps on TikTok and it really took off. A lot of my fans like me to burp their name. My audience grew really fast. So just be yourself, because you never know how many people out there are going to enjoy you for just being you.
No, see, when it comes to stuff like this, you should have been taught to not be yourself. There are certain times when you can't fully be yourself and still remain a civilized person. If I owned a business and you ripped a loud burp like that in my business, I'd kick you out too.
That is unreal.
Why would you be burping loudly in public like that anyway? I don't care if it is a bar. It could be a biker bar. I wouldn't care.
Yeah, it could be a cockfight. I mean,
yeah. Really? Just sitting there stretching out a burp just for entertainment purposes.
Did she burp on? I couldn't hear some of the audio. Did she burp?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was just nonstop. Yeah, Lindsay's at home and something. Something is weird about the audio she hears.
It's the loudest burp you've ever heard. And it's
it almost sounds like a goat.
Yeah. Oh, I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe
disgusting.
It.
Disgusting. She shouldn't be allowed in public.
But, you know, that is not always a good thing to be yourself. We try to tell young radio people that all the time. If yourself is not likable, then you're not going to have a highly rated radio show. You're not going to be successful.
It's true.
Pretend to be likable. Yeah. And don't burp.
Hard truth.
And don't burp in public.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's Alexis, and you heard right. I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, there's a big, life hack that is not just in, you know, parts of the internet. It's all over the damn internet. I mean, all over it. Some people call it viral.
Yeah.
This girl posted a TikTok about her boyfriend, and it's about laundry detergent. Have you even seen it?
No.
So y'all use liquid laundry detergent?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They still make powder, though, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you know how the cap gets messy? You use it to pour the stuff in, Then you pour it in the washer, and then it gets the – even the kind – like we use Gain – and when you turn it upside down, it drains back into the bottle and all that, but it still gets kind of slimy and stuff. Well, this woman said that her boyfriend, she was in there doing laundry the other day, which I don't know why she would be doing laundry at his house. They're not married.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus wouldn't want that. I think he clearly said, don't do laundry at your sinful boyfriend's house. She was looking for the cap to the laundry detergent, and he says it's in the washer.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, when he finishes, when he puts the load in to the washing machine, he throws the cap in there, and it washes it and all that. And she said, that's stupid. Why would you do that? And he goes, it says it. And if you read the bottles on most of those, it'll say rinse after use or put in or drop in washer.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've heard that, too, and I forgot about it, but I don't do that.
Mm. I don't either.
I don't either.
But should we?
Because I don't do laundry. Oh. Hey, the day I do my own laundry would be the day that I live alone.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want
my wife.
Yeah, just having to fish that thing out. It's like, I'm not looking for that.
But fish you're fishing it out. Everything.
Yeah.
Because you're fishing the clothes out of there.
Yeah, it's going to get wrapped up in a t-shirt, I feel like. I've never done it, but I just imagine you got to go search it out. And
it's like a needle in a haystack.
I think so.
Like, I got to find that thing. Oh, my God. This is too much trouble. I've been looking for that laundry cap for an hour now. I know I put it in there.
Should I be doing it?
I don't
know. Bobbing for apples.
But, you know, a lot of people, though, have sinks in their laundry room. They just, I guess, could lean over and rinse it. If it's that big of a deal, I don't see it being that big of a deal. Nothing. No.
Yeah.
But I also don't think it would be a problem
if
somebody
upset.
Did. Yeah, she was just saying, I can't believe, you know, how they always got to criticize Riggins, always.
Yeah.
Even when the man is proven right, when he said it says do it on the bottle, she's still out there saying that he's dumb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, you can do the laundry then.
Yeah.
She's got a problem with the way I'm doing it. Feel free.
Oh, God. You know how many times a week I hear that?
Oh, really?
You do your own laundry, and it doesn't even matter. I don't criticize the laundry. It could be anything. She's just ready to turn that over to me at any time. You know, I can say, ooh, I'm hungry. What are we having for dinner tonight? She goes, well, you can do your own laundry.
Oh, geez.
It's just like, no matter what. I've been doing your laundry. When I'm cooking, I say, what am I supposed to be cooking tonight? Well, you do your own laundry. It's just like an instant reaction now.
Like a twitch.
Yeah, I'll think about that when I'm doing your laundry and you need to be doing it yourself. I didn't say anything. I said, I love you. Well, do your own laundry.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio?
You like how we get to it.
New radio is
video.
Watching on video.
Watch each weekday morning just after 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
So our astronauts are home. Those astronauts that were stranded in space for 9 months made their splashdown off the coast of Tallahassee, Florida yesterday afternoon. All is well. They came down in that SpaceX capsule, and they wore some really cool astronaut outfits that I think is SpaceX's sort of trademark. Mm-hmm. They want them to look cool, and they understand that because cameras are on them. They want them to look the part, you know.
Yeah, I would have gone with better helmets, though. The helmets look almost like, you know how awkward the helmets look on a pit crew in the NASCAR races?
Yes.
They have that weird thing in the front, and it's almost like what old school kickers used to look like when they had the one bar.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, I do know that.
They should have had full on, just like, they should have been wearing motorcycle helmets with a completely tinted shield on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
They kind of look like they look like robots. So, they made it safely down back to Earth, just splashing in the ocean. Just an amazing scene all playing out in front of, you know, the world. Everybody was interested in these astronauts stranded in space, but they really were.
Yeah. And, there were some naysayers, kind of, you know, people who don't like Elon Musk. I said, well, they weren't really stranded. I mean, they were going to come down eventually, but yeah, he got them down faster.
Oh.
He's like, okay.
Okay.
They did have a ride coming at some point.
Yeah.
You know, it had been 9 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I look out there how beautiful that water is and all that whole scene.
Yeah.
And I couldn't help but think, man, I need to be out there soaking up some of it. It made me want to go on vacation. Because, you know, I vacation down at the Gulf of America.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And Tallahassee's on that side?
Yeah.
Is it over there?
But I don't go to Tallahassee.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh, is that not nice? Mm-mm. Okay, I didn't know that.
No.
It's not for you.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But they are back and safe, and love that for them. Guy Fieri trending this morning. He has a new job. He is going to be appearing in the upcoming Batman and Superman comic book. Guy Fieri making the move from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives to your local comic book store. No word on what role he's going to be playing in the DC universe, but Guy Fieri, the superhero?
But is he playing any role? I mean, aren't they just drawing him and don't they just write what the person says on the page?
Yeah.
Is he writing it?
I don't know. I don't know the amount of involvement he has or if he's going to be fighting the villains alongside Batman and Superman, but a lot of people are excited to see this.
I like Guy Fieri. I've always liked him ever since he was a contestant on the reality show that made him a TV celebrity.
Sure.
Yeah, I hate when people give him a hard time.
Yeah, yeah, and people do. Yeah. I think it's the hair and the outfits and stuff. Uh-huh. It's boisterous, but...
You think it's the hair?
I think.
It's the hair.
Part of it. The flame t-shirts and the sort of lingo that he uses. But he's built in it. You know, he really does have an empire.
Yeah.
So good for him moving to the comic book world, looking to appeal to...
It looks like he's always wearing like a visor with the fake hair.
Yeah, you see.
Yeah, right.
Lindsay said he always looked like he was in a comic book.
Yeah. He always looked like it. And then today is National Poultry Day. So whether you like turkey, chicken, that's about as many poultry items as I can name right off the top of my head. Today is your day. Yeah. Bring those prices of eggs down. Come on. That's what we need.
Well, you know, I might cry foul on that. You get it? You get it?
We're going to talk about the newest movie out in theaters this week. A lot of drama next.
More TJ and Regan's coming up.
All guests of the TJ and Regan Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Hyatt.
Now back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
It's exploding. The funniest thing happened, TJ. I don't know if you noticed it yesterday after the show was over. Lindsay was like, oh, this is the joy of having kids. She reaches down into her purse and she pulls out like this 6-inch Minions sticker. It's like one of the Minions that's just stuck down in her purse.
Yeah.
How did it get in there?
Who knows? Brooks probably put it in there.
Do your
kids? I'll find Minion like figurines. I'll find snacks, like open snacks. They'll just put stuff in my bag.
Well, it's better than taking stuff out of it that you don't know about.
Exactly. Do you let your kids know that your purse is off limits?
I've told them they don't seem to listen because they just stick stuff. They don't, like TJ said, they don't pull anything out, which is what I'm worried about. Mm-hmm. But I'll find like a tissue in there that's like crumpled up that they've used.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? It's not a trash can in here.
There were only two things we weren't allowed to go in that my mom made a point of us. This is off limits. It was her nightstand, you know, mm-hmm. her bedside table and her mm-hmm. purse. We weren't yes. allowed to go in her purse. Now, I don't know that she had anything fun going on in her purse. I guess she just didn't like us going in it.
Oh, my mom was the same way. And she said, you know, if you need something out of my purse, bring me the purse and I'll get yes. it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it, but
it's because everything's how it is. We know where stuff it, you know, there's maybe medication. I mean, they're, you know.
Yeah.
Lindsay's purse is insane. She started emptying out her purse the other day, just pulling stuff out of it. I mean, it was like Mary Poppins bag. I mean, there was so much, and none of it looked useful. It was just her stuff.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like mom stuff?
It was. Yeah. I don't know that it was mom stuff. It was just like six pairs of headphones and cough drops and, you know, a bunch of lip glosses and things like that. I guess that is mom stuff.
I'm a walking pharmacy. Anything you need, I got it.
You got it in that bag.
Yeah. You got lorazepam in there.
But when she pulled out that Minions thing, I thought, oh my gosh, Minions has just like controlled her life now because her son is into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Snow White is out this weekend. There's a lot of drama surrounding Snow White. They've scaled back the premiere because of all the controversy and things like that. And you can have that discussion amongst your friends about why people are upset about it. But Snow White's been around for, I think, since the 30s or the 20s. Hasn't it been around a long, long time? TJ, can you name the seven dwarfs? I've got the list here.
I don't know if I can name all seven of them,
okay,
but I can try.
Give it a shot.
You got Dopey, yep. Grumpy, Sleepy, Sneezy. Is Grouchy one or Angry or
Grumpy?
Grumpy. Grumpy, that's the one. Oh, how do I not know that? My wife always calls me that.
You're Grumpy Dwarf.
Grumpy, Bashful.
Bashful, one more. One more.
Oh, I know it.
What is it?
Doc.
That's right. It's the one that doesn't really fit in
emotion,
with the other ones. Uh-huh. Doc, Grumpy, Sleepy, Bashful, Happy, Sneezy, and Dopey. Which one of those do you think I am? Doc, Grumpy, Sleepy, Bashful, Happy, Sneezy, or Dopey, TJ?
Happy.
Oh, I love that. Good answer.
I'm sneezy really? At the moment.
You are sneezy.
Because of these allergies.
Yeah.
I'm sneezy.
Lindsay, which one am I to you?
You are, I would say happy. Just because I don't know, you don't fit any of the criteria.
No, good. I'm not dopey. That's just, no. I just wanted to be clear, dopey.
I'm sleepy all the time. Always.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So a few minutes ago, Riggins was talking about the seven dwarves. Because of the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs coming out and how repulsive that girl who's playing Snow White is and the controversy that the whole movie has gotten before it even opens. But we were talking about the names of the dwarves and which one of us fits that. And Riggins was saying, you know, as long as nobody said that he was, you know, dopey. And it reminded me, do you remember when you called the other guy that used to work for us dopey and he flipped out?
Yeah.
But you weren't calling him dopey as in you were using it as an adjective, not calling him that like he was the dwarf dopey.
No.
He was
acting dopey.
Yeah.
So I called him dopey. Yeah. He flipped out. He didn't like that, which I understand. That was not nice.
He stood there staring and just kept saying, dopey,
yeah.
Dopey, I'm dopey.
Yeah.
Like,
you're like, that's what I said.
Yeah, you're a dope, and you're acting dopey. Because he did something I really found regrettable. So I called him dopey.
That was before my first
I don't
time?
Remember. It was a long time ago. But
okay.
I recognize it really upset him, and I didn't want to do that. But he was being not kind.
Right. So listen, dopey is not – you could have said a lot of worse things.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean – with that bar, though, I mean, we could all just be talking trash to everybody we come across. Go, well, I could have called you this.
Well, you know. It was one of the nicer ones.
Yeah, it wasn't so bad, but yeah, he did. He was very offended by that.
All right, so which one would I be, the dwarves?
I would give you Sneezy last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I mean, Phlegmy. If that was a dwarf, you'd be Phlegmy.
Snot.
Yeah.
Snot. There's a lot of mucus going, a lot of mucus going on.
A lot of phlegm.
That's a good question. I don't find you grumpy, but
no.
I know you get called that a lot, grumpy. But yeah. I tend to have a lot of the same viewpoints, so I'm sure it just doesn't strike me as grumpy. Maybe I sleepy.
I think the only person that fits into any of these is me because it's sleepy. Y'all too. I mean, I could come up with y'all's, but it wouldn't be any of these.
Well, I think mine would be bashful.
No. Of all of them. No.
Yeah.
I'm bashful.
Not bashful. Not Doc, because Doc was like the old Oracle.
Right.
I think. And
he was the smart one. Is that why?
No.
Thanks, Regan.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself. But now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Rocking at the speed of light. That's what we're doing. So, anybody ever... you know, think about living in one of the biggest cities in America, the kind of stuff that you got to deal with other than the crime and usually the people, you know, and the local governments being run by people who are out to do you no good. There was a single parking spot that just went on sale in Boston. Now, to park in this parking garage, this one parking spot, because everything is so limited in these big cities, you will have to buy it from the person that owns it for
$750,000. $750,000.
Mm-hmm. You are kidding.
I think the person that has it bought it in 2022 for maybe
$300,000. Ooh.
Mm.
Woo.
So, you know, a good investment. They said there's already somebody that's in the process of buying it because it says pending on it right now.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. $750,000.
For a parking spot.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Now, that covers the rental fee and the maintenance that they charge and some kind of a service. I don't know. I don't know what all it is, but it's built into just your one-time price. You get all of that other stuff, I think. Surely they don't charge you by the month for all that other stuff after you paid $750,000 for it, but maybe they do.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Wow.
I'd have to see how much I'm saving, like on trains or however they get, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, I mean, it's all by design. because they want you to be dependent on government transportation. Because you never know, one day when you get on that government bus, they might just take you to, you know, somewhere where they're going to just hand you some sort of a farm tool and put you to work.
What?
I mean, you can't trust the government to get you where you're going. They yeah, take advantage crazy. Of you. They want to control how you get to and fro.
Scary.
Give you a farm tool.
Yeah.
Get to work. Yeah. Start hoeing. Yeah.
Here's a sickle. We got the hammers over there. You get it?
Yeah.
The hammer and sickle.
Yeah.
Get out there and sling blades, son.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Alec Baldwin trending this morning. There's a crazy video of him and his wife, Ilaria, at the reopening of the Planet Hollywood in New York City. And they're in front of the cameras for Extra, the celebrity gossip show. And he says, oh, our upcoming reality show is going to be great. And she goes, no. When I'm talking, you don't talk. When I'm talking, you don't talk. And just like throws her hand up like that. And he walks away. He looks like livid over this whole thing. She embarrassed him on television. Oh. And I don't know what to make of it. Do you know anything about Ilaria, his wife? She's a white girl from Boston, but she speaks with a Spanish accent. And she says, because I grew up in Spain, so sometimes I forget worse. And then she got called out. They're like, you're a white chick from Boston. So it's like a very confusing backstory. But man, she sets him straight real quick.
Wow. The one thing I do know about her is that she must be crazy.
A little nutty, you think?
Yeah. I mean, to be married to Alec Baldwin. Yeah.
It's going to be a tough gig.
You got to figure there's nothing going on upstairs with her.
They have like 6 or 7 kids now, and they've got this upcoming reality show. It's called Meet the Baldwins, I think. Mm-hmm. So interesting things going on in the wacky world of Hollywood.
I think we just met the Baldwins. I mean, yeah. She's a tyrant.
I think so. Happy Gilmore 2 is trending. They released the first official trailer for the sequel to the 1996 Adam Sandler classic, Happy Gilmore. It's going to be premiering on Netflix later this year. I watched it. Didn't do a thing for me. And I loved Happy Gilmore when I was a kid.
Kyle's into Happy Gilmore. He loved the first one, and he's determined to see this one. Yeah. Like, I got to watch it.
Right, because, I mean, it's about golf, so he'd be all up in that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It looks terrible.
But I'm not trying to start an argument.
No.
Between a golf nut and his wife, who needs him to be home sometimes. Whatever.
Thank you. I love that you're on my side.
Yeah, golfers always love when I do that. See, I don't play golf. I'd always say, I don't play golf because I like spending time with my family.
You see? I hope he's listening.
Just fun, you know?
I'm kidding.
I'm not.
And that's perfect timing because today is National Let's Laugh Day. So, you know, it's great therapy to just get some laughs out. And I want to make sure I cover all my bases. Today is also National Certified Nurses Day. If I ever forget that, the nurses will let me know in no uncertain terms that I forgot. But, love the nurses, the frontline healthcare workers. Absolutely.
And it's always the men nurses that let you know.
They're vicious.
Just kidding.
We're just totally kidding. We've got more next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
This is funny to me. There's a momfluencer. You know, a momfluencer. She's like an influencer, but also a mom.
Right.
Her name's Lauren Miller, and she's catching a lot of heat right now because she talked about how her and her husband like to go on wine walks. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
And basically, it's just her and her husband in the evenings after he gets home from work. They each pour themselves a glass of wine, and then they put the baby in the stroller, and they go on what they call a wine walk around the neighborhood. And thinking it was like, oh, this is our me time. This is our us time because we're so busy. And this is how we sort of unwind after the day.
Yeah.
Well, the comments are just vicious. Is this not public intoxication? We are of the firm belief that one parent should be 100% sober if you are watching the child. Mm-hmm. Is this not drinking in public? you're not showing the best version of yourself to kids and other people that stumble upon your videos. Well, I mean, just getting ripped to pieces.
Well, you know, do they say stuff back to them like, mind your business or you're stupid or
not really.
look at how hideous your life is. I've looked at your page.
No, they don't. Should they, though? Or yeah. Do you just let people, like, are you going to convince those people that what you're doing is right?
After they get back from their walk and they're a little bit looped, then yeah, go after them. Now, you know what my criticism of their little escapade is?
What?
That he shouldn't be drinking wine. He ought to have beer in his cup.
Yeah, right. I kind of agree with you. Walking around with a glass of rosé is not that. Yeah.
But they put them in like these types of like Yeti looking cups where you can't even see what it is. It's just, it looks like they're just drinking from a Yeti cup.
Yeah.
And my problem with it is, why are you posting about it? I did this. Me and my husband used to do this when we walked our baby through the neighborhood. Like, you don't post about it. You're just asking for.
Yeah. And where are they from?
I didn't see. I'll find out.
Because it's different in the South, because Southerners cannot go outside, you know, their house on foot, whether it's in the yard or down the street, without some kind of beverage.
Right.
Whether it's especially a glass of tea or a Coke.
I know.
Or anything. Yeah. Southerners, most of the time, will not leave the house without a drink of some sort. And if they don't have one, they're going to get one on the way to wherever it is they're going.
You're so right.
I'm going to stop and get a Coke. Y'all want something?
Absolutely. But yeah, they're just catching all the heat. But let it be.
People don't.
People are.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.